Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Frank's Sewer and Drain.
Yeah, that's me. How are you?
Oh, hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you today?
Fantastic. What's your name?
Good. My name again is Tara, and I'm with a company called Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords
right.
in the area.
Yeah.
So
yes.
What that would mean
be great.
It's a great place
yeah,
to be.
I know, yeah. I know that it costs I've looked into it like online, like YouTube, so it costs I think I don't know how many searches percent, I'm not sure, but I'm sure you can fill me in.
Yeah, so it's not per search or per click or anything like that. It's one flat monthly fee. And the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, the geographic area for those keywords. So we're calling through the area today because we had that position become available for programming. So, and the cost, it'll depend on a couple of things, like how, so the area that you're servicing, I know that home base for you is the 10504, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Well, my home base is 10804. I don't know why you have that. I don't know why that's on there. But anyways.
Oh, that is an 8. You're right. That's an 8.
Okay, no worries. So obviously I've worked in the city of New York. I just live on the other side of the bridge of New York City, so it's not far at all. If you look at 10804, where we're situated, it's like 10 minutes away from the borough of Queens. It's 5 minutes from Bronx, so we're close. So I've been working this for 30 years, so I know the roads very well. I know how to get to A to B.
Okay, Queens, Bronx, are you going to Manhattan too? Covering
Manhattan? I don't like Manhattan. I like to pick, if I could pick Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Westchester, that would be fantastic. But,
Queens,
you know,
Brooklyn,
Bronx, and
Westchester.
Yeah, there's always,
okay.
Yeah, there's always, I have customers that say, George, I need you in Manhattan, or I need you in Staten Island. Staten Island is like going to Portugal, it's so far away, right? It's hard for me to service, like, it literally takes like almost an hour and a half, 90 minutes just to get there to service a customer. So I like to have my customers within an hour, I could be there 2 hours at most.
1 to 2 hours at the most. Okay. So is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
No, I'm the owner.
Okay. And so it's Frank's Sewer, Drain, and Water. But you said your name
yes,
was George? Did you just say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, my middle name is George because my dad's name is Frank. My son's name is Frank. So it gets confusing, right?
Okay.
Everyone's been calling me George since I was a youngster.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much for clarifying that. And you've been operating this for 30 years, or you've been in the industry for 30 years?
I've been in the industry for 30 years.
Okay. When did you establish Frank Sewer, Drain, and Water?
I started about maybe 8 years ago, but I really didn't advertise. I just did customers, right? So then I got so busy, I said, you know what, let me blow up and buy some more vans and exploit this. And, you know, I have friends who make a very, very good living. And I said, you know, I've been managing companies and big things. I've been doing it all my life. So why not, you know, go all, you know, chips all in, if you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, and it sounds like the timing might be perfect for this. You said that you had looked this up on YouTube, how to get yourself on that first page. Was that recent?
You know what? It was, I'm not going to lie to you, I did it a few times, and people tell me, well, it costs, you know, every time they hit you up, they cost X amount of pennies or cents or stuff of that nature. And I tried to look up, is there a contractual thing? But my question to you is, how could you promise me and let's say 100 other people to be on the first page? Who gets that picking order, right? So obviously, you know, how does that work and where would I be on the picking order? If you tell me, let's say, okay, George, I know, just throw a number out, hypothetical, $10 a month, you're going to be here. But then you could charge someone $20 to be, oh, like, Is that how it works?
Okay, good question. So there's two different kinds of listings. There's the pay-per-click, what you're talking about, you know, where they, what you looked up, where they, every time they click on you, it incurs a fee. Those you can buy at any time, right? They're not exclusive. Right. They rotate. So sometimes you'd be there, sometimes you won't be there, and the click, the cost per click is based on, there's so many different factors. So let's say it's the daytime, right? A click could cost you $50. But if it's the middle of the night, a click could cost you $5, right? So, but that's not what I'm calling about. I'm calling about the local listing. So it's right below those click ads. These don't look like ads. They're just listings. So the reason we're calling today is we have that first page position become available in your geographic area. So, again, the hard part about getting there, and it's not like, let's say we program you in to appear in that first page position. We can't call out on that area. And if anybody calls in inquiring about that area, we have to put them on a waiting list. So we can work with one business per category per area. That's Google's rule. So we don't get to call 100 people and promise to place them all there. We get just one, and we give you that in writing. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yes, but I'm going to have to ask you, did you ever watch The Godfather?
Yes, years ago, though, not recently.
Remember? Why do I get this luxury? Why is it Frank's sewer and water? Why do we get it, not someone else? How's it my lucky day?
Well, you answered the phone, right? So there's a team of us assigned to your area today. We'll be calling through it. So I'm not the only agent calling out on it. So if you and I disconnect this call, it's scheduled to dial the next call. So if Matt's sewer and drain is the one that answers next, then Matt would be the lucky guy, right? It's just you happen to be the one that answered the phone. But, again, I'm not the only agent assigned to it. There's a team of us calling out. So the way the system works is as soon as you and I disconnect, another agent will be connected. But the thing is they don't just call everybody. You can't have, like, negative reviews or anything like that. There's you have to be within that area, and you have to be providing that service. So the stars kind of have to align a little bit. It's not like anyone can just call up and get on that first page. It's based on the availability. And I'm checking for those boroughs, too. While we're talking, I've been messaging Nadine, my regional manager for the area, to see, because I know we had the 10804 available, and I wanted to make sure that I'm having her check right now on Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx, and then all of Westchester County.
Yeah, there's so many zip codes in those boroughs away from Westchester. Like, so many. Let's talk soup, Tara. Let's talk soup. How much?
Okay.
What's my exposure rate? What have you guys done your due diligence on my exposure rate? What's the percentage of calls you think I'll be getting? What's my business impact? I'm sure you guys have a rough idea on all that, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to grab Nadine and bring her on with us because I already have the details on the 10804, but I want to make sure, well, first on availability as well as the number of searches being done in those areas, and she has the availability now. Let me grab her here. And so, George, being that we have that area available today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Absolutely. Now, I would have a few questions, right? The contract I write with you, if it doesn't work, can I cancel? Are you going to charge me a penalty? If I pay up front, is it cheaper? Stuff of that nature I just have. Because, you know, I'm in a few things like Home Advisor, Angie's Leads. I'm going to be enrolled in a few other companies. So I just want to be, like, Google is obviously, everyone uses Google, right? It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
My mom uses it. I use Google when I order my chicken sandwich. Google me, you know, whatever.
But right.
I want to know what study have you done that shows that what you're offering me works?
Good question.
I always say, I'm a hard worker. If it works, it works for you, and it works for me. You're happy, I'm happy, and that's it.
And the consumer, and the consumer's happy too when they find service, right?
Yes, and I know my consumers. Like I've done hundreds of thousands. I've worked with DEP. I've worked with councilmen, boroughs, presidents, I know that my name throughout New York City is gold. It's gold. I know that for sure.
Okay, excellent. But that's what we
like. I want to expand my business to 30, 40 trucks. So obviously to get to that level, you need people calling, right?
Right, right. And Google's a good place for it. Okay, I have Nadine, and I'll get the questions answered too about the monthly fee and the contractual details. Hang on here. Here she is.
Hi, George. How are you?